Even so, he has been arrested and taken to the conciergerie. And I'm not sure that Dr. Manette's good name can save him this time. So we must have Mr. Barsad's help. I will not help you, said Solomon Pross, called John Barsad.
Oh, I think you will, said Sidney Carton,
when you hear what I could say about you.
Let's think. Mr. Barsad is a spy and a prison guard. But he used to be a spy in England. Is he still paid by the English?
No one will listen to you, said Barsad.
But I can say more, Mr. Barsad, replied Carton.
Barsad had more problems than Carton knew. He could not return to England because he was wanted by the police there. And in France, before he became a prison guard for the Citizens' Revolution, he had been a spy for the king's officers. He knew that Madame Defarge, that terrible woman, had knitted his name into her list of enemies of the people. Most of those on her list had already been killed by the guillotine, and Barsad did not want to be next.